A mystery has been solved on Capitol Hill. It has to do with a talking points memo that circulated during the debate over Terri Schiavo. The memo said that Republicans could gain political advantage by intervening in the Schiavo affair. At the time, GOP leaders denied they had anything to do with it, and some conservatives hinted that the memo was a fake. Well, now it's been learned that the legal counsel to Florida Republican Senator Mel Martinez was the memo's author. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us now. And Andrea, remind us, please, of what was in the memo.
Well, as you said, it was kind of a rundown of the political benefits to Republicans for wading into the Schiavo case. It said things like the pro-life base will be excited by it and that it was a great political issue because a Democratic senator in Florida was refusing to get involved. And so we called it basically a tough issue for Democrats. It was a pretty rough draft, actually. It had quite a few typos, some outright errors, and did look like it had been banged out pretty quickly.
Well, this memo leaked a few weeks ago, and there was a lot of scurrying around to try to figure out where it might have originated. What was the Republicans' reaction at the time?
Right in the beginning, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and House Majority Leader Tom DeLay both said they had never seen it before and had no idea where it came from. Since the Schiavo case was in Congress a couple of weeks ago, there's been a bit of a hunt for the author, with few leads, actually, except that several Republican Senate staffers said they had seen the memo, and a Democratic aide to a Democratic senator said he'd received it from a Republican senator. But that all seemed really strange at the time, actually, and all the senators' offices denied having anything to do with it until last night.
And how ultimately was it traced back to the office of Republican Mel Martinez, a first-term senator from Florida?
Well, Martinez says he didn't know that he gave the memo to a Democratic senator until that Democratic senator, Tom Harkin of Iowa, called him yesterday afternoon and said, "I got this memo from you," basically. Martinez says he called his staff into his office and said, basically, "Harkin says I gave him the memo. Is that possible?" And shortly after that, one of his aides resigned. His legal counsel admitted he'd written it and then resigned. So Martinez says now he must have accidentally given it to Harkin without knowing that he was giving it to him or what was on the page itself, that he'd meant to give him general information about the Schiavo bill. Everyone in his office says they don't understand how it got printed in the first place. So it's being described as the action of one person alone and, you know, this snafu that it happened at all. But that doesn't seem to explain, actually, why several Republican senators' aides said they were familiar with the memo earlier, if it wasn't in circulation among the party.
Would it be an unusual thing for a memo like this to be leaked to the media?
It is unusual that something like this actually gets into the hands of the other party or, like you said, the media. Though I should point out that just in recent months, there was another case of Republican talking points, this time about Social Security reform getting into the hand of the press. That playbook was where we first learned of the Republican strategy to call their plans personal accounts rather than private accounts and so on, to try and soften that image. So I guess the answer is, yes, it's unusual to see these memos, but I don't think anyone here in Washington has the illusion that they don't exist. Even in cases like the Schiavo situation where lawmakers say it's a moral or ethical debate, I mean, this is Congress and everything here has political implications.
Andrea, backing up just a bit here, if this memo promised that the Schiavo controversy would be a great political issue for Republicans, did that bear itself out?
Well, it's sort of fascinating to see now that it wasn't necessarily a great political issue for Republicans, like the memo said it would be. I mean, national public opinion polls pretty consistently show that most Americans thought Congress should have stayed out of it, and the courts themselves issued opinions that were seen as rebukes to lawmakers. For some in Congress, particularly those who have Christian conservative base, it may have been politically good for them to get into the Schiavo case, but there are many Republicans who are stinging a bit from it now.
Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook at the Capitol.